Are you ready to dream on? Do you know how to fly high and soar among the clouds? Get ready to live adventurously, because the Laura Meeks Show starts now. Listen as Laura lifts you off the ground while teaching you how to fly high. Forget ground-level drama and be prepared to confront your dreams head-on as she encourages you to navigate towards your North Star and into what just might be the best life you've imagined. Dream on. Live adventurously on the Laura Meeks Show.
Hey, I'm Laura Meeks. I guess we're live. I guess we are live, Pat. Say, this is going to be a great show today. I have talked about this subject for a couple days now, and I actually am excited because the things that we're going to talk about today. So the title of the show today is Put Your Hands on the Wheel.
Put your hands on the wheel.
And we are going to write the ending of our own story. And I think it is so appropriate that as we go down the road of life, that one of the things that I have learned through all the things that I have done is you can either be a passenger or in the jet, or you can be flying the jet. And I personally like flying the jet a lot more than I do. But one of the things we're going to talk about today is the fact that we do there are some thunderstorms out there. We periodically talk about the challenges of life in particular, but I have a great flying story I'm going to start with today.
Let me just interject for a minute, because I just want to help people understand why we're doing this. First of all, the Laura Meeks Show is based on this incredible multi-level coaching program that Laura has developed. And what I mean by multi-level is that, you know, once you hear what Laura is about to talk about today, but beyond today, you're going to be hearing about her upcoming book. You're also going to be hearing about her story, her life. And what you're going to find is that when you look at people to work with, to help you, to coach you, to mentor you, one of the things you want to ask yourself is, has this person been down the path in life that they are coaching me on? And so one of the things I learned from a mentor a long time ago, Pat, when he said to me, kind of in a very, sarcastic way, because he didn't know my story. He said, listen, you. I love that. Why do people say that to me? You or you people? He said, listen, you. And he's pounding on the table. And he says, I'm going to tell you right now, you cannot take a person down a pathway or mentor a person on a pathway you haven't been yourself. And I thought, well, that's good, because I kind of had experiences. But that's you. And people are learning about your pathway. They're learning how you have been taken command and control over major transformation. Today's show is part of this amazing platform, Fly High Living, which is dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. But today, when we say, put your hands on the control wheel and write the ending of your life story, it has so powerful meaning today for anybody that's out there that's saying, oh, I'm confused. Oh, wait a minute. But this thing happened to me back in 1975. Oh, my God. Or I have to stop everything in my life because of the Mueller report. So if I get one more email about that. Right? Okay. Yeah. It's not that those things are not important, but we want to reduce the turbulence.
Exactly. Well, and thanks for the lead in. One of the things that I was had in my notes was is that it, the whole reason to share information between me and you and the rest of the world is just to connect to other people and make them aware that there is a process that's happening in life that is happening not to you, but through you. And absolutely, I think as people listen to this show, especially today, we are going to delve deep into major transformation and part of my life story, because so much of the things that I have been through, I think, are so applicable. And in some ways, I have been through perhaps a stronger thunderstorm than other people, or at least a different thunderstorm. And so one of the things that I found is that by sharing my story and sharing and connecting with you through the challenges that, that I have had, then you're absolutely right. Then you get an idea, and it's easier, I think, to put it in perspective as to exactly what I'm talking about. And one of the things I've found, and you're absolutely right, Major Transformation, which is my next book, this will be my second book, is capturing the essence of the transformation that I made from the macho pilot Tom Cruise guy that I used to be to the gorgeous language that you are, that is in front of you. And so today I'm picking three things that I think were really key in my life, and I have a great story for each of these. So we're going to talk about attitude, picking your attitude, choosing your attitude, and building a vision, which is key to, I think, a lot of my training programs, is helping you build a vision. We'll talk about some of the programs that I have, because Flight Plan for Life, which I absolutely love, is a great starter place to start your vision. But we'll talk about that when we get to vision. And then the third thing is communicating. And I have a great, through the magic of my story, I have some very clear examples of how this goes. But one of the things that I think people can get a grip on is the idea that I've spent the first part of my life was following my dream to become a pilot. And so I've done a lot of flying. And one of the things that I wanted to do was to find a story in my life that captured the turbulence and the confusion that goes along with a major change or major transformation in your life. Because I really do think that more often than not, when I found myself listening to a radio program, I found myself there because something was going on in my life that I didn't really have a whole grip on or grasp with. And I wanted to kind of get some new ideas and some thoughts as to which direction that I might want to go. And so here's a quick story before you go to break.
So we can even skip the break because we got a lot to cover.
Yeah, well, we do have a lot to cover, but I'm hopefully we've broken up. We'll see how this fits into the.
You're totally masterful at what you do, Laura.
I know. We got this all down to the details. So here's scary. Yeah, I know. It comes through the flying. A story that, so I was thinking about, you know, what was a time in my life where I could dramatically show the how confusing it can be to be in a storm. And then I thought, well, wow, I have a really great story of actually flying in a storm and how confusing it was. So here's kind of the scenario. I used to fly B-52s, which is a kind of a 747-ish size aircraft. So it's a big aircraft, and we had taken two of these airplanes down to Darwin, Australia. Part of our challenge was we had to get out in the middle of nowhere. And believe me, if you've not been to Darwin, it's on the corner of nowhere, at least in the corner of Northwest Australia. So we went down, we flew some exercises down to Australia. Now we wanted to come back. And our challenge was this, is that in international flight, you have to get permission to go through all these different countries. And we had a really, really hard time getting a hold of Papua New Guinea. They're still back, like with drums and other things. So communicating with them was kind of hard. And we couldn't get permission to fly over their land, which was the shortest trip home. So we decided we would fly in between some islands where we had international airspace, and then we were going to go home. So part of the challenge was this, is that when we're flying four airplanes, we're going to fly one, two, three, four airplanes like little ducks in a row. And for us to follow the guy in front of us, we had to train all our equipment on that one airplane in front of us. Jeez. So really, the only person that really kind of knew where they were was the lead airplane. So he's three airplanes up, we're way in the back, and we're following along. Now, as a pilot, I'm looking out the window, and one of the things that we see ahead of us is this giant wall of thunderstorm. And the lead pilot is like aiming straight at him. And we're like, well, surely he'll turn. And then holy moly, we're in it. And the reason I tell you the story is so imagine we've got all our equipment trained to find the airplane in front of us. Then we all hit this thunderstorm where we are zooming up and down. There's lightning. I mean, we have no idea where we are. We lost sight of the aircraft in front of us. Wow. So now we're going to retune our equipment to try to figure it out. While we're doing that, I'm looking out my window and whoosh, the plane that used to be in front of us ended up behind us and it flew right in front of our window. I mean, you got to understand, these are airline size airplanes. And this thing flew, all we saw was the little wing lights and then they were gone into the clouds and we thought, holy moly, this is dangerous, dangerous stuff. But the reason I tell you that story is because what I want you to understand is the confusion that goes on. When we were all little ducks in a row, everything was fine. Our life was chugging right along. And then all of a sudden, whoosh, we're in the clouds. Totally unexpected. Well, I can't say totally unexpected. We saw it coming. It was always sure why we were going there. But we thought, well, maybe he's got a radar. And a lot of times that's just clouds. It's not necessarily turbulent. So we figured, well, okay, next thing you know, we are all spinning around and all of a sudden a big airplane goes swinging by. I mean, we could have died. We'd have been a ball of fire. And all of that just to say that it's really, really confusing when you get to that spot in your life, whether, you know, it's a divorce or whether you've, you know, empty nester or anything, a job change. There's all kinds of things that cause this turbulence in your life. And it gets confusing. And then scary stuff happens sometimes. You don't know what's going to happen in your life. Maybe you have a car accident. You go, who knows? There's scary stuff that happens. And then in the end, after all of this turbulence, whoosh, we come out to the other side. And, oh, you know, there's all our airplanes all scattered all around. And then we get our equipment back. And now we're ducks in a row. We go home. No big deal. Except for that fear that, like, holy moly, what the heck happened there? Now, you've had scary stuff too, right?
I have had scary stuff, but I'm thinking there's something that you learn from the scary stuff that I've had, but there's something you really learn from a giant aeroplane now being in your line of direction that is hard to describe. And one of the things I'm really struck by, Laura, and really that I find important when I look at hiring a coach for myself, I got to tell you, the number one thing that's important to me is if I'm going to work with somebody and my life maybe is experiencing turbulence, I want to work with somebody that knows how to weather the storm, right?
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. If I'm on the ocean, I'm going to hire Aquaman or Princess, what's her name? Because I like her better. If I'm experiencing turbulence, exactly. And so that's something that you had to train a lifetime for, though.
You do. And I think we're at a good spot for a break. When we come back, part of what I want to do is although I have some really incredible flying stories and I love telling flying stories because they have adventure involved in them. It's live adventurously. What I also want to involve people in is the other major transformation that I made, because that's more of a human experience that I had, where Annie and I went through this transformation where I transformed from Tom Cruise into Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel, one of the two. And I think
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, there's a lot of
Captain Marvel is a pilot.
That is true. And have you seen the movie?
Totally. Don't ask me how many times.
Oh, good.
Don't ask me how many times, okay? I don't want to admit it.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I've only seen it once, but I'm definitely definitely aimed at it. But what I want to talk about after we get back from the break, what I want to talk about is those three key items: attitude, vision, and communication. We'll tack attitude first because in my transition, there were some key points, and I really, really think that this is going to be a great help to everybody that's listening today.
So awesome. With us,
Laura Meeks Show, Transformation Talk Radio. Hang on, we'll be here.
Awesome.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and more. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Brie Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Yeah. Wow. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back. Awesome. Back. Just in case people didn't know how to get a hold of me, I just want to start with this. My brand is Fly High Living. The Laura Meek Show is all kind of about Fly High Living, Dream On, Fly High, Live Adventurously. So probably the easiest way for you to get to connect to me is to call me on the telephone, which is 888-666-1570. And if that doesn't work or you're not sure, you can always email me. And if you go to flyhighliving.com, you'll see there's a connection, but my email address is laura@flyhighliving.com. So there's a way to connect, because it's, I will say that the advantage of life is that we are all here together. And I have found many times, and Pat, you and I have talked about this a lot, is that in life, it's really helpful to have somebody else, to have an outside perspective, to kind of take a look at what you're doing. So I want to delve into here's kind of the challenge. Thunderstorms, as Pat said, you know, you're in the midst of this thunderstorm. It's confusing. I've got six guys in the airplane. My heart's a beating like nobody's business. The airplane, the big airplane goes in front of us, and I'm thinking, oh my God, my life flashes in front of my eyes. I'm responsible for all these people. how did I let that happen? It's confusing. I'm lost. I don't know if I'm going to get out of this. And that, I think that's important to understand that feeling of being lost is the thing that grips your attention. And that kind of focuses you on, ooh, I need to get some help. I mean, it would have been great if somebody would have said the airplane is over there. That's why I have the rest of the crew there is that to help you do that. But to kind of help understand how that can happen in a different situation in my life, I want to talk a little bit about the challenge of transitioning a gender from male to female. Because one of the things that I learned right away is that the attitude that I had and the attitude that Annie and I together had about what was happening to us was so, so very critical. Now, to put this in perspective, one of the things that happened is when I was 32, I was on a chat room. I figured out my diagnosis. I figured out who that transgender was part of me. And then the question is like, oh my gosh, what do I do? What do I do? And the typical thing I think for anybody in a situation that you're not aware of is you're going to do a little research. You're going to try to figure out, is this curable? I was talking to Parkinson's group yesterday and relating to them the fact that, they get a diagnosis that's like scary. I mean, they can't be cured. So now, what's my life going to be like? Well, when I got quote diagnosed as transgender, then the question was how was I going to deal with this? So in the process of doing that, one of the things that we did is we went to the support group and we got around other people that were facing a similar situation. I think this is probably true for a lot of people. But here is what I want you to grab onto. So we're in a group of people, 30, 40 people. And I will say that of that, a majority of the people that were there felt that this was a curse, that they had done something wrong in life, and now they got, and many times I think people that are facing a diagnosis or a divorce or anything, there's like, okay, so I did something wrong, and God's smiting me, and that's my problem, and it's a curse. Now, I have to say, I wasn't as brilliant as I am now, but one of the things that Annie and I did understand very clearly was if you think it's a curse, your life will be cursed. If you think it's not a curse, then it won't be a curse. And understand, I mean, when you're talking, when you're in a group of people and you're new to this, you have no idea. And they're telling you, here's the horror of everything that's happened to you. Imagine if you got Parkinson's or something, somebody came up to you and said, man, I've got cancer and you won't believe your hair is going to fall out and your whole life is going to go down the tubes. That's not necessarily how I would recommend going about life. So believe it or not, Annie and I made a very deliberate choice. And here's kind of what I want to pass along. Your words go into your head and they create your thoughts. Your thoughts, then if you think them a lot, become the beliefs that you have on how the world works. And with those beliefs, you go out and you take action every day. And when you take action, that manifests your world. So if you're walking around thinking that this is a curse, then you're going to see everything as an attack or a reason to justify the curse. And then you're just going to attract more curse life. So here's what Annie and I did. And realize how, I mean, this is a very, very confusing thing to deal with, I think, as not only individually for me, because it went counter to everything that I had learned up to this point. I had lived in a man's world and I knew what men did, and this was not it. But I also knew inside that I was different. And so one of the things that Annie and I very specifically chose to do is we use this term, that I was not cursed, that I was gender blessed. This was my blessing that I was genderless. Wow. Wow. And I have to tell you how important those words are. Because truthfully, I will tell you, when you think about this, how many people do you know that can translate as well as I can male and female behavior? Because I've lived as a male and I've lived as a female and I get both sides. I've been trained and learned both sides. So in so many ways, this has become a blessing. It is the core of my teaching. It is a lot in this experience. And when you see it in Major Transformation, when we write the whole story into a book form, all of these lessons will be kind of outlined in that particular book. But all of that just to say that your attitude, how you choose your attitude, you get to choose. Now, Pat, you had to have had a number of times in your life where you sat back and said, you know, this is horrible. No, I'm not going to change that. And I'll ask you this too. Sure. Competitive table tennis. Do you walk up to the table and go, God, I hope I don't lose. I hope I don't lose. Well, I mean, I've lost before. Maybe I'll lose, but I hope I don't. No, right?
No, actually you don't. And, you know, but it's funny, what I've noticed is, and I think you're going to talk about this today in the show, is that I don't play a sport where I'm isolated. I play with other people. And sometimes when I play, I'm playing singles and by myself, but sometimes doubles. And what I'm finding now recently, Laura, is that I not only have to watch my mind, but I play with folks, and some of them engage in a horrific amount of negative self-talk. I mean, I play with someone that pretty much after every point has a comment. And, you know, so even with my toolbox, and as deep as my toolbox is, I'm vulnerable to that. And so I wonder, with the question of what you just shared, and thank you so much for sharing that. But I don't think people know who Annie is, so maybe we should tell them. But even after sharing that, right?
Yeah.
It's not the only point of contention that you faced in the decision that was in front of you. It's one example. And what we're talking about is turbulence in life. The key thing is life, in life, right?
Absolutely.
And so part of what you do in helping others, and especially for me, is I have to have ways that don't interfere with my bliss. Now, I got to tell you, it doesn't matter what's going on in my day. There are three things in life that I do where everything else stops. Radio, and this conversation is one of them. So nothing else around me is anywhere in my consciousness about anything at all. Right? Not the lawn mower outside or, yes, you know, the static, nothing, zero. It's not happening. There's only you and me, right? It's us. It's us.
Our universe.
The conversation sharing with thousands of people in the world. So that's that. But the question really is for you, and we can talk about it when we come back. How have you learned to stand tall in who you are, regardless of what others see, say, view, and do? Let's talk about that when we come back. We'll
talk about that when we get back.
That's a biggie, right?
That's a biggie. That right. is that's important.
Other than me saying to somebody I like a lot, dude, stop talking, right? I mean, everybody knows me. They know that that is something that would come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Like, dude, please stop talking.
You're on the wrong track.
Like, yeah. Like, please stop talking. Is that mine to do? Or do I have to develop some way to not let that affect me? I don't have to answer that because that's why I got Laura Meeks on the show. Laura Meeks, right? This is our show. Let's sit
back. We'll be right back.
Right back.
powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I could see that. That's fighter jet music. Yeah.
Yeah. The producers are very good about giving us a good intro.
That's that. Yeah. Kicking it up.
Excited about this. Yes. Yeah.
Look, before we get back to talking about this, because I think what we're talking about is very important, you know, for people that are affected by what the world thinks, what other people say, all of that. It's really important. And I know you shared something very personal, but also very important. And you know, what a blessing. What a blessing, Annie. Wow.
We didn't talk about Annie per se, but...
Tell people who Annie is.
Yeah, so Annie is my wife. And kind of a spoiler alert, we have been married 33 years. So part of what we're going to talk about, because I love the direction that we're heading. Many times I think in people's lives, they are going to make a change and they're not sure of what's going on. And then the big worry is you know, how do you deal with people who are going to look at you and say, oh my God, you know, what are you doing? How crazy is that? And it could be something, you know, it could be something simple as changing your hair color. And I don't know if people are going to accept me now that my hair is a different color, a different style, or it could be something really dramatic. And I have to tell you that I think part of the value of sharing my story, and I do really think sometimes it is even challenging. When I was at the Parkinson's meeting the other night. I'm telling basically a similar story as what we're talking about today. And in the audience of 50 or 60 people, I noticed that there is one woman talking to her husband like, well, you know, what's she talking about? I don't know if I can listen to this anymore. And through your mind, you know, then runs that, oh my God, you know, maybe I've stepped over the limits. I don't know if I should have shared something as personal as this, and I don't know if they're going to accept me. But you have to know that, and it's interesting. I very often have a piece of my story where I talk about how that feels to know that you're male and inside you're not, and you're going to make a transition. And I often describe it as being on a cliff about ready to jump off. I mean, the other day I kind of extrapolated on that and said, imagine if you were on the top of the stratosphere, if you've been to Las Vegas, a really big tower, and they have roller coasters and a bunch of other stuff. One of the new things that you can do is you can jump off the stratosphere in a bungee with a bungee cord. Now imagine yourself standing on that tower 800 feet above the ground, and you're gonna jump off. That's kind of how it feels when you're faced with this situation where you look in the mirror and the clear example is the person in the mirror is male, yet that's not who I see myself as. And so now not only am I going to go, or at least investigate going and changing my gender presentation, but remember, I'm married. When I found this out, I had been just married for the second time to Annie. We had been married 2 years. She was on the island of Okinawa, and I was 2,500 miles south of her on the island of Guam. We had barely spent a month together in our first 2 years of marriage. And then all of a sudden, I've become aware that I'm transgender, and now I'm going to share this with my wife. Now, I don't know how many things you've been through, but that's a scary emotional time, because it's you're back in the thunderstorm. I don't know where the other planes are. I don't know how people are going to react to me. I don't know if that's even going to be survivable. If I jump off this cliff, I mean, that's how badly your heart is racing when you're thinking about even saying, think about this. I'm a military officer, pilot in the United States Air Force, and now I know that I'm transgender. And I know that I couldn't tell anybody. I mean, I was lucky when I told Annie that she didn't freak out, and we have crafted a plan, a successful plan, lived 33 years together and love our life together. But at that first moment where you were going to explain this to her, this is like, hey, this might end the best thing that I've ever had in my whole life. So that, I think it's important to understand the feeling of being on that cliff, that, oh my God. So no matter where you are in your particular challenge as you're listening to this show, I know that you too feel like you are on that cliff. And I'm here to tell you that there are ways to kind of navigate yourself away from the cliff, that it doesn't, you don't have to jump off the cliff and take it or leave it. One of the things that I've learned through all of my coaching is that you take baby steps as you go along. Now, the first thing that we talked about was your attitude. It was tremendously important that we viewed this as our gender blessing. Now, that didn't mean we ran out and told anybody. Realize, for 10 years, Annie and I were in the Air Force. Both of us were officers, and we told no one. This was our shared secret for 10 years, knowing that should we have shared that secret, that I for sure would have been kicked out of the military, and that might have affected Annie's career as well. And we haven't maybe shared this part of the story, but I had spent the whole first part of my life from about 14, 15 years old till 30, that's 15 years of my life aiming at my big dream. And my big dream was to fly airplanes for a living. That was my dream. And at 30, I actually had achieved that. And now, 2 years later, I'm what? Gonna throw it all away? I mean, this goes back to the attitude of, are you cursed? That thought does run through your mind. It's like, what did I do to get this? And so it's a tremendously challenging time, but it's important, I think, that people understand that as a life coach, as you mentioned before, it's not like I had a really easy life and can't relate to anything. I think that the blessing that I'm bringing to the world through Fly High Living and my coaching platform is the fact that I do have a very unique story, and I can relate, obviously, both to men and women and the challenges that they face.
Well, you know what I'm really struck by, and I just want to add this, is that it's funny we both have flying stories. You know, the thing that I relate to about what you shared is I remember skydiving over in Hawaii once, and I remember we're going up in this plane that's rattling all over the place. I mean, it's a rickety thing, right? And we're going up in the plane, and all of a sudden the cloud cover comes in. And we're at 12,000 feet, and the clouds just completely engulfed us all of a sudden. It was like all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And you are not legally allowed to do that kind of skydiving through clouds. It's like a law, right? And the pilot turned to me and said, oh, my gosh, make a decision right now. Right now. You have to jump now or we have to go down. And I remember without blinking, I said, everybody get ready, we're jumping. And I don't know why that was my decision. I was not the expert in the plane, nor was I the expert skydiver. I wasn't the co-pilot. But I remember making that decision. What I also remember is if I had to make that decision again, I would not make the same decision. Why? The reason I wouldn't make the same decision for myself in a scenario like that is because I learned something. But from a metaphorical point of view, sometimes we have to jump through the clouds. Sometimes our life is not crystal clear. But intuitively, as it was with me that day, I knew that was the thing for us to do at that moment. But what did I learn about that? If you decide you are going to jump through clouds or you're going to do something which the future is not 100% clear, then what is it you have to learn how to do about that? And that's what I want to ask you, because clearly I knew we had the skills, Laura. I knew we had what it took. That once we jumped, we knew how to get back to where we wanted to go. And what I mean is, in that scenario, I didn't know we were jumping over the coastline of Hawaii, the water. The pilot didn't tell us that.
A minor detail.
Minor detail. Should have asked. But even with that, you had a circle until we literally were throwing up on ourselves to get back to the target. But that's the point that we're sharing today. You've learned some things about how to navigate through the clouds to ultimately end up at the place where we want to go.
And I will agree. I mean, imagine, and that's a great example of jumping through the clouds. You know, here I am, 32 years old. I've not even heard the term transgender up to this point in my life. Now, interesting, people often ask me, well, did you know when you were, 3, 4, 5? What I know for a fact is I knew I was always different. But I just didn't know how or why until I was in a particular, as the story is told, I was in a chat room on Guam with my computer when I watched two men talking about this issue, and they started describing, that this I think is part of it, they just started describing the emotion they were going through and that they had been through. And it was like connecting, it was like a lightning strike for me. It was like, oh man, I get it. But imagine, like jumping through clouds, all of a sudden, the only piece of information that I had that was going to change my life forever and ever in a thousand different ways was this one term, transgender. And then the question is, you know, are you going to jump out of the plane? And so I think, like everybody, the first thing you do is you start researching. And before, you know, I mean, again, Annie and I were the only people that had that secret. We had some time to decide. But I have to tell you, absolutely, it felt like jumping through the clouds because we had no idea of where this was going to go. Now, one of the things I want to go back to, because I think this is an important part of it, is first of all, you choose your attitude. The second thing that you need to think about is your vision of where you want to go. And I think this is so important to people, no matter where you are, because when you were in that airplane, when you went up, you knew basically your vision. We were going to go up and then we were going to jump out into clear air and hit the target. You had a vision, an actual target of where you were going to go. And because you had that target, then you could, once you jumped out of the plane, as you said, we could spin around, and we knew how to fly. We didn't know exactly where we jumped out or where the target was till we got out into the air. And then we go, okay, there's the target, and here's the things I got to do to get there. And I think in our story in particular, I think the thing that I would share right now is that Annie and I, when I shared this with Annie, we were both incredibly confused. We had no idea, no clear target, no understanding of what this was going to be, other than we knew that it was not probably acceptable by most people and that this was going to be something very, very serious that we had to figure out. But we did have one vision, and this was our overriding clear target. And it was so important to us staying together because Annie and I had both been married before. Now, when I grew up, I came from a divorced family. I did not enjoy being from a divorced family. I faced some ridicule as a child because it was not that common in the 50s. And so when I got married the first time, I was sure this was the first and last and ever chance I would get married. It turns out that wasn't true. And I ended up getting divorced and then I married Annie. But for Annie and I to get together was really, really hard. And I already shared the fact that right after we got married, she was on the island of Okinawa and I was on the island of Guam, 2,500 miles apart. And so we had this one overriding goal, and I think this is where a coach can help you is that as you're looking, our overriding goal was we wanted to stay married. Now, that's an important piece to understand because now we have this on the wall of our minds. We are going to stay married no matter what happens. We're going to choose that. So now we go into support group and we start researching on the internet, and everybody and everywhere that we talk to, the very first thing that a couple has to do when you find out one of them is transgender is you have to get divorced. That was that's what all the scientists, that's all the doctors, all the therapists, that's the first thing you got to do. And Annie and I looked at each other and said, this is not in our plan. We're not going to do that. Now, if you didn't have a solid vision of where you want to go, the wind will blow you wherever it wants to blow you. And that's where you really get worried about what are people going to think and how am I going to navigate this and where am I going to go? You know, when you jumped out of the airplane, it's a much easier task when you get this idea that, oh, there's some clouds, we got to make a decision now. You know your task, you know how to jump out of the airplane, you know where your target is. There's a little discomfort as to where exactly, but we know how to, basically you have confidence, we know how to live our life. So when Annie and I started down this road and we decided that we were going to stay married, nobody that we had met for 10 or 15 years had ever stayed together as a couple. And we've stayed together 33 years. It's not that uncommon now. Other couples have done it. But the important part is that we had this incredible vision of where we want to go. And that, to me, that's part of my sharing as I share not only my story of my major transformation, because there are thousands of little lessons that I love to talk about in relation to this one particular change. But the value is that I've lived through all of these. Annie and I have made these choices and we've seen the results, and the results are great. When I say I'm gender blessed, we built a multi-million-dollar company with me as Laura. I'm building a multi-million-dollar coaching with me as Laura. And the blessing is that I'm using the talents and the skills and the experiences that I have to connect to other people, to help them bring their unique gifts. Everyone has a unique gift. And our goal is to get that gift here to the planet. And I know how to help you do that.
You know, one of the things I want to mention, and again, thank you for today and thank you for sharing it, is that there is something so special about how love shows up. Love for yourself, love for Annie, Annie's love for you. And there's something so special about that. That when I think about coaches, Laura, you know, very few coaches can share personal stories about who they are, what their vision for life is, and how they're going to work with people that are able to express the depth and the breadth of how love has sculpted and crafted their lives. And I think that's very special to acknowledge.
I appreciate that, because none of this would have happened had I not met Annie and we had shared the love, because you're absolutely right. The whole story is a story about how we cared so much for each other. And I didn't share the whole, there's so much more that we could share, but you know, early on it was kind of like, well, is this going to bust up our marriage? And we had no idea. Am I going to have the surgery and then you're going to leave? Or, you know, how are we going to do this? Everybody says we got to bust this thing up. And we said, no, whatever happens, I want to be on the earth with you. That's a love story. And it is attainable, I think, by everybody. Everybody wants and needs that kind of love.
Yeah. True. Well, thank you for today. And I know more of this is going to come. Also put that love into the work you do, the people you work with, whether it's one-on-one coaching or group facilitation or seminars. And so I want to ask you to also share your personal message. But again, if people want to work with you directly, if they need some help getting through the major transformations in their lives, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can connect to me, 888-666-1570. That rings that phone right next to me. And you can talk to me personally. And truthfully, I think that's the quickest, easiest way. But you can also reach me through Fly High Living. And my email is laura@flyhighliving.com. And the other thing I'll add is that not only do I do group and personal coaching and teach seminars, but this whole gender issue is a very new awakening, I think, in America. And there are a lot of people. I was dealing with a human resources group the other day and dealing with transgender in the workplace, transgender in the bathrooms, and all of those issues. Happy to come and speak to your group about that. I have had a number of years dealing with that, and I think I can do it with fun and humor as well. So,
Boy, you are not hard up for stories.
I'm not hard up for
stories. Every time I talk with you, I get another story. But that's what makes you, Laura.
Yeah,
and that's what I so appreciate you. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you, Pat. And it's been a great show. And we will see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, everybody, check it out. And for those of you that are just popping in on Facebook, make sure if you missed any part of this, go ahead and find it. Pretty soon, you're going to be able to find it on YouTube, certainly it'll be on Facebook Live, on Facebook at facebook.com Transformation Talk Radio. Contact Laura, go over to our website, flyhighliving.com, 888-666-1570 for her, for me. I'm like the Dr. Pat show. All right, everybody, let's remember to rock on and fly high. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Meeks Show. Dream on, fly high, live adventurously on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope you'll join us next month as Laura helps you find your unique gifts so you can bring them to the world. For more information on Laura Meeks or to listen to past shows, visit her website at flyhighliving.com. Check out her hit Dream On 12-week course, where you get the personal attention you need to fly high in your new life.